Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Real Estate Pros, the podcast for real estate business owners, salespeople, and property managers, where you'll get marketing ideas, inspiring interviews, actionable tips and strategies to help grow your business. I'm Josh Cobb. If you're listening to this episode of Real Estate Pros, my guess is that you're looking for smarter ways to stand out online. If that's you, I'd like to invite you to our Digital Marketing Essentials Workshop in June 2016. We're coming to Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, and Perth for a one-day event to give you all of the tools that you need to become the leading real estate authority in your local market. Go to digitalmarketingessentials.com.au for all the dates and register early to take advantage of our discount pricing. I hope to see you there. Now, onto the show. In November 2014, Amazon released a new piece of technology called the Amazon Echo. While somewhat familiar to US consumers, Echo is not as widely known about here in Australia. The device, measuring 23.5 centimeters tall, is capable of voice interaction, music playback, making to-do lists, setting alarms, updating your calendar, streaming podcasts, playing audiobooks, and providing weather, traffic, and other real-time information such as updates on your favorite sporting match. It can also control several smart devices in your house, and you can even order a pizza. But the scary thing is, you can do all of that with no use of your hands whatsoever. You see, the device responds to the name Alexa. By saying Alexa, the device is activated and asks you what you'd like to do. An example might be, Alexa, please schedule lunch on Tuesday with Rachel at 12 p.m. And it's done. Your calendar is immediately updated. Now, we're all familiar with the more widely used Apple's version of Alexa called Siri. Siri does mostly the same thing. You call out Siri. She asks you how she can help. You ask a question or make a demand. And it's done, all without using your hands. Every day, more of us are using hands-off, keyboardless searches. We already use voice to ask questions in our phones with Siri, Google's Now service, or Microsoft's Cortana. And we'll soon be talking to the dashboards in our cars. It's already happening. Most new cars coming off the lot today have voice-activated search functions, allowing you to ask questions, directions, make reservations, update your schedule, all without using your hands. Voice-based searches are definitely on the rise. I myself use Siri at least 20 times a day to make phone calls or update my calendar without even touching the phone. Tech giants like Apple, Google, and Microsoft are investing millions in this technology. It is the new battleground for software companies, and the race is on to be the first to market. So what does this mean for the real estate industry when it comes to marketing your business? Firstly, the old strategy of buying ads on Google, Facebook, or any other online platform won't be nearly as effective as it used to. The research into this technology so far shows that voice-based searches typically contain longer questions, so jamming a website or your Google ads full of keywords is not going to cut it against a website that delivers a headline with the answer to the question someone is asking. Let me say that in another way. If you're not answering the questions that your customers are asking on your website, it's going to be very difficult to stand out online now and into the future. Here's a 30-second experiment to see exactly what I mean. Pick up your phone. If you're on an Apple iPhone, open up Siri. If you're on an Android device, use the Google Now function. Ask Siri or Google Now this question. How much does a real estate agent charge? In under 5 seconds, you'll receive around 10 suggested websites that can answer that question for you, with another 10 or so suggestions below that with similar questions that people have asked. Depending on which country you're in, none of the responses lead back to a real estate agent's website. Not one. This is the problem and the opportunity for you into the future as a real estate professional. We know the use of voice search is on the rise. We know this because the tech giants of the world are in a race to the top, and they're spending millions on promoting this technology in their latest model smartphones and other devices such as cars. We know that 2.24 million searches on Google every month in 2015 were real estate related. We know this because Google data has shown this. We know that the overwhelming majority of real estate agents are not creating content that people want. We know this because no matter what real estate question you ask online via Siri or any other voice search technology, chances are that it won't be a real estate agent answering that question. The solution is really simple. What questions are your clients and prospects asking? Are you answering them on your website? If the content you're posting online is not resonating with your audience, maybe it's time to stop. But I'm optimistic. I believe you're open to change, and that instead of creating the same old boring content, just like every other real estate agent, you'll start creating content that people actually want. Instead of what we typically do in real estate, which is create marketing that people simply ignore. Do you want to become the leading informational provider in your local market for all things real estate? Start small. Start simple. Start answering your customers' questions on your website the very same way you would if you were speaking to them in person. And who knows, Siri might just be your friend next time someone searches for the answer to their burning question about real estate. Good luck. Thanks for listening to Real Estate Pros. If you like this episode, please subscribe and you'll be notified of new episodes. I'm Josh Cobb. Now go out and grow your business.